Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
We need a move.
Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. And yes, this is a move. I don't know about you on tonight, but truly my heart's desire is to have the Lord move in my life, move in my finances, move in my body, move in my spiritual man, move in my community, move in my... I don't know about you on tonight, but I need the Lord to move. We want to welcome you to the Light of Portland broadcast on tonight. And I hope and pray you came expecting exactly that, for the Lord to move in your life on tonight, because truly he is going to move. If we expect it, he's going to do it tonight. Amen. We just thank God for each of you calling in. We bring you greetings from the city of Portland. The city of roses is what we are known for, and we are truly blessed and highly favored on this beautiful eighth day of the eighth month. Amen. In this 21st year, 2021, what an honor, what a privilege, and what a pleasure it is to worship with you on tonight. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give glory and honor to God for giving us this opportunity to enter into your homes, to worship with you, to come with you and be with you on your jobs, while you ride in the car, on the bus, while you're recuperating and resting in the hospital or the nursing home. Wherever you are tonight, we are honored that you chose to call in to worship with us. We want you to know for the next hour, we're going to expect the Lord to move on our behalf. We're going to worship him. We're going to talk to him tonight. We're going to praise him for his goodness and his greatness. And we're going to worship him because he is faithful and kind. And therefore, when we do those things, we can expect him to move on our behalf. He might not move for you right now, but maybe he's moving because you're standing in the gap for someone, and you're expecting God to move in their life tonight. If you expect it, he's able to do it. Amen. So we're just truly grateful. We want to thank God for the men and women that labor with us to advance the kingdom of God. We know that people can work where they choose to, but when they have chosen to work with us at the Greater St. Stephen Mission Baptist Church and the Light of Portland broadcast, we are excited about the work that God has planted to their hands. We thank God for the Butterfields that make this platform possible. Pastor Sherelle Pennington, our friend and our sister, we thank God for them. They are in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're truly grateful that even though we are thousands of miles away, we can still come together to do kingdom work, to take back what the devil has stolen from us, to advance the kingdom of God, to compel men and women and boys and girls, and to spread the good news about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't have to be in the same city to do the work. We just have to have the same mind. Amen. Thank God for our own Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Minister Lee McClendon, who work with us so faithfully at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. And we thank God for each of you that have called in tonight. And some of you, you call in every Sunday night. And I want you to know we don't take it for granted, because you could be taking a nap right now, you could be curled up with a book or watching a movie, but you chose and you choose weekly to call in and to worship with us. Tonight, we are not going to belabor the hour. We do have an announcement we'd like to share with you. And if you have announcements about things that you are doing in your church or in your ministry and you want to get the word out, please send me your announcement. You can email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and I will make sure to make those announcements. We want to tell you about the Faith Bridge LLC. They will be sponsoring a six-week healing camp for Black and Brown girls. This event is sponsored by our sister, our friend, Pastor Lisa Sanders, and she will be hosting every Friday beginning August the 6th, ending September the 10th, a camp for healing for our girls ages 12 to 17. This is held at the Faith Bridge Building, which is located at 18 North Killingsworth Street right here in Portland, Oregon, every Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. You all, this camp is free. And for every participant, there will be a $100 gift card. So I want to encourage you, this is a faith-centered camp talking about trauma, healing. It's culturally specific. It's purpose-driven. There's interactive workshops to help bring healing to our young women. And so we want to encourage you to tell somebody to register for this camp. So you say, Pastor Black, how do we get registered? Go to www.thbridgellc.com. That's faithbridgellc.com. Or you can email Pastor Lisa at lisa@faithbridgellc.com. We definitely want to share this information so that we can help our young ladies thrive through their trauma. And we know that everybody's trauma looks different. And so we want to put them at a safe place where they can talk about it and then be surrounded by people that are God-fearing. So I want to encourage you to share this information. It's Brown Girl, Brave Girl, a six-week healing camp for Black and Brown girls. It started April the 6th, and it will end September the 10th, every Friday from 4 to 6 at the Faith Bridge Building. And it's located again at 18 North Killingsworth Street, Portland, Oregon. And did I say it was free? Okay, I want to make sure you heard that. It's a free camp. Amen. We are truly excited about what the Lord is doing with the Greater St. Stephen's Church family and our community right there on Mallory, right between Fremont and Beach. On next Sunday from 11:30 to 1, we will be having our second out-of-the-box worship experience. We want to invite you to come out and worship the Lord with us. We will be outside for an untraditional worship experience. We will be giving away school supplies, life jackets, and more items to the community. We want to share with our brothers and sisters. We want to share with each other. So please spread the word and let people know that next Sunday we will be worshiping out of the box at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. We are located at 3535 Northeast Mallory. That's next Sunday, August the 15th, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. So come out and worship with us for an out-of-box worship experience, and then share with our community the work that God is blessing us with. We want you to remember to pray for each other. Pray for the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Washington, California. For you know that there are wildfires all up and down the Pacific Northwest. And so we want to pray and ask God to protect and ask God to provide these cities and these states with what they need to ensure no more towns are burned down. It just grieved me the other day to hear that a whole town burned down in California. The population was 1,200. Left standing was what was banks and libraries and schools and homes. So we want to pray for these communities, pray for these residents, that God will give them the ability to hold on to the faith and to find hope even in the midst of this situation. We're continuing to pray for our brothers and sisters that are dealing and living with COVID. We know that this virus is not slowing down at all. And if we don't get vaccinated, if we don't wear masks, all we're going to do is continue to spread this virus and causing it to mutate with another virus and another virus and another virus. So saints of God, let's encourage each other. Let's encourage one another to take care of each other and to take care of one another. Let's continue to wear our masks. Let's continue to wash our hands. Let's be safe when we gather. We're going to have to gather, but let's just be safe and let's do things decently and in order. Amen. It's prayer time, my brothers and sisters. It is time for us to go to the throne of grace. We know that we have loved ones that are grieving because of the loss of loved ones. They may have lost a job. They have lost a friend. They have lost some finances. Whatever it is that they're grieving tonight, we want God to comfort them, to heal them. We want to pray for those that are sick, those that are going through, those that are looking for jobs, those that are getting ready to get married, those that are talking about divorce. We want God to intervene. We want God to step in and to show up and to show out. So tonight we're going to go to the throne of grace. There's nothing stopping us from praying tonight. There's nothing stopping us from asking the Lord what we want him to do. He says, if you believe and you ask in my name, he says, I've got the power to do what you believe. So do you believe tonight? Do you believe he has power? Do you believe he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine? Well, I want you to get ready. I want you to pray with Sister Janetta Bradley from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. I want you to pray with her tonight. I want you to ask God to just lead her as she prays for us tonight. Lead her. The Holy Spirit, give her what to pray. Maybe you're standing in the need of prayer and you just need your situation called out. If you just believe God enough and if you pray enough, I'm sure that God will give her what to say and you will receive what the Lord has for you on tonight. I yield this call over tonight as we go to the throne of grace. Sister Janetta, I yield this call over to you.
Father God, most holy and gracious Father, as we come to the throne of grace this hour, Father God, in prayer, calling up on your great and wonderful name, what a mighty, mighty God you are, a God from everlasting to everlasting. Father, you are truly the great I am. And we thank you, Father, for working in our lives that we can continue to call upon your great name. Father God, because we know that's healing in your name. We know that's power in your name, Father God. Oh, Father God, they're saving in your name. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for today's journey that has brought us to this point, Father God, to be on this line, Father God, to receive a word that you have for the pastor to bring forth to your people. I pray that we, your people, receive the word. Apply the word to our lives, Father God, and be doers of your holy word, Father, and just not hearers, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for working in our lives, that we know who you are, Father God, that we can speak boldly in your name, Father, and not be ashamed and not be afraid. We say thank you, Father God, for your love. You love your people so much, Father God, and we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the mercy that's new each morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that helps guide us, lead us, teaching us, Father God. Father God, convict us when we do wrong. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, we can be in this world, but not of the world, because we know the God that we serve. One day, Father God, we want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, Father God, just cleanse us right now from anything that's not of you, Father God. Create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit. it within us, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we can continue the journey alone, Father God, to be a light in this dark world, Father God, to help draw men, women, boys, and girls right to you, Father God. Father God, that we keep our hands in your unchanging hands. Everything will be all right if we lean not to our own understanding, but always acknowledge you, Father God, so you will direct our path. And we say thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, if we live according to Micah 6 and 8, to do carefully, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Oh, Father God, what a loving, merciful God you are. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we can speak boldly in your name, that we will not be ashamed. We will not be afraid, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Holy Ghost boldness right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, what a mighty God you are, Father God. Father God, if we truly humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our evil ways, our sinful ways, Father God, and then you will hear from heaven, Father God, and forgive our sins, Father God, and heal the land. Father God, the land is in such need of healing, Father God. Oh, so much destruction is going on all around the world, Father God. Father God, we continue to cry out for the people, Father God. But Father God, so many people walking in darkness that's no longer your children, Father God. We continue to lift them up to you in prayer. We continue to pray that we plant good seeds in them, Father God, that seed will take root and grow, Father God. Someone else will come along the water. Father God, you will give the increase. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We continue to lift them up to you in prayer. Father God, we continue to lift each other up to you in prayer. We continue to lift our families up to you in prayer. Because, Father, everything we need comes from you. Everything that's good and perfect, it comes from you. And we got thank you, Father God, for the holy word, your shepherds bring forth to your people, that we receive the words, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your shepherds. We pray in a hedge of protection around each one, Father God, that they can continue to do the work you call for them to do in these last and evil days, to teach and preach the holy word to your people, Father God. And we say thank you for the shepherds, Father God. Oh, Father, how we need you. Father God, we live in such dark days, Father God, but we, your people, we don't have to worry and we don't have to fear. All we have to do is keep our hands in your unchanging hand. Everything will be all right, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the faith that we have in you, Father God. Father God, we pray for strong faith and not a wavering faith, Father God. Oh, Father, that we can stay on this narrow path and lead directly to you, Father God. We won't turn to the right and we won't turn to the left, but we will continue on because, Father, we want to spend eternity with you and not separated from you, Father God. So we say thank you for everything you're doing in this season. And Father God, we ask that you not do it without us, Father God. Oh, Father, how we love you, how we need you, Father God. We continue to cry unto you, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for everything you have given unto us, Father God. And Father, we continue to lift our homeless brothers and sisters up to you, Father God. We pray for a better life for them. We pray that we can help those men along the way because there's so many out there, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know in your word you say the poor be with us always. But, Father God, we pray that we can help as many along the way as we can. Oh, Father God, that we be good servants one or two of us, Father God. Father, we just thank you once again for everything you have done and everything you're going to do. Father, we love you with everlasting love. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you. Always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all
Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, as we prepare to look to your word tonight, we ask that you would give us, God, a better understanding of what you are saying to us tonight. Just because this passage of scripture may sound familiar to us, don't let us listen tonight with the ears that we listened when we first heard it. But God, give us fresh ears tonight to hear, fresh hearing, God. Give us fresh eyes to see what we've never seen before from this passage of scripture. Then, God, I pray that you would anoint us afresh with dunamis power, that when we depart from this call, we will rise from our and do what this word has commissioned and commanded us to do. We're so grateful tonight, Father, for your presence. And God, yes, you deserve my worship. Ah, glory to God. Yes, you deserve my praise, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, for this word tonight. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us, Father. And we will be so careful to give you praise, give you glory, give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Just for the next few moments, church, I want to call your attention to Hebrews chapter 11. And you heard me say that this is a very familiar passage of scripture to us, but I beg of us tonight that we not bypass this opportunity to have our faith stirred, exercised, challenged, because God is trying to do a new thing in us, and we've got to be ready. We've got to be prepared to receive this fresh word tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost. Reading Hebrews 11, I'm going to read verses 4, 5, 6, and 7 and 8 for our hearing tonight. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, we all know this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he commended the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Verse 8 says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. From this passage of scripture, I just want to talk to us tonight about our worship, our walk, and our work. Our worship, our walk, and our work. Hear this passage of scripture. It begins, we know this as the Hall of Fame of those that had a great faith. All of these people that we read about tonight, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and if you read down further, it's going to give us a list of other Old Testament heroes and sheroes that had a great faith. As we look at this passage of scripture, we find that the writer of Hebrews gives his audience some words of encouragement to encourage their faith. And he does this by showing us the faith of people who had demonstrated a greater faith. Through these examples of biblical history, we see faith is revealed through assurance in God's future promises, with the implications that inspires believers to persevere. Through the history of these heroes and sheroes, our faith should be challenged, challenged to grow, and challenged to help us to live in total obedience to God. My brothers and sisters, when you look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "Now the just shall live by faith." And when you jump over to verse chapter 11, verse 1, it tells us what faith is. So tonight, my brothers and sisters, I just want to help us bring some life to our worship, to our walk, and to our work. As we look at this passage of scripture on tonight, we will see that faith is a muscle that needs to be exercised, and it needs to be strengthened. We will see that faith is a tool to help us navigate where we are in our lives this very moment. When we look at the meaning of faith, we see that faith is something we do and not who we are. We see the Bible says that the righteous, those that have a right relationship with God, live by faith. And when you look up the definition of faith, that the key word that stuck out to me in my study of this word faith is foundation. I don't know what foundation you're standing on tonight. You remember the story of the three little pigs, don't you? Well, they each built a house. One of them built a house with straw. One of them built a house with brick and mortar. And the other one, he built his house so that when the big bad wolf came, nothing could shake the foundation of his house. When we look at faith, it is believing God no matter what we see, no matter what we here. We heard the apostle this morning, for those of us that were in worship this morning, the apostle was all over this lesson tonight, all over this message tonight, that faith is believing what you don't see yet. He told us this morning that out of the mouth, the heart speaks. What do you believe tonight? Did you believe tonight when you sat down in the chair that the chair would hold you? Did you believe tonight that when you got in the car to go from point A to point B, that when you started it up, it was going to start? Did you believe tonight that when you put your foot on the brakes, that the brakes was going to stop? Some of us live in some apartments. Some of us work in buildings that have elevators. Did you believe that when you stepped on the elevator and you pushed the button from 1 to 6 or 1 to 8, or 1 to 12, that it was going to go and take you to that final destination? Did you believe that tonight? Well, just like you believed in that elevator, and you believed in that car, and you believed in that chair, my brothers and sisters, we got to believe in God. For the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Who are the just tonight? The just is the one that has a right relationship with God. I'm not talking about having a right relationship with your husband or your wife, your son or your daughter, your brother or your sister. I'm talking about a right relationship with God. Let's look at the scripture tonight. We find that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Things that we hope for, things that faith must have a starting place. It is the very ground in which our hope is built. It is the only evidence we have for what we cannot see. And as we look at the passage of scripture, my Bible says that there were some elders who obtained a good report. Our first, you know about our brother Cain. You know about our brother Abel. Well, the Bible says that Abel was a right man, and he presented to God an excellent sacrifice. The writer of Hebrews paints this picture of Cain from the very beginning of Genesis. He says that Cain was a faithful, that Cain presented unto the Lord a faith that was more excellent than his brother. Abel serves as an example to assure believers that whenever they offer their gifts to God through faith, their efforts cannot be destroyed. My brothers and sisters, whatever gift God has given unto you, Colossians say, do all things that God may get the glory. If you are an usher, serve that God may get the glory. If you are a teacher, serve that God may get the glory. If you are an intercessor, you need to pray until God gets the glory. Whatever gift that you have to give unto the Lord, give it with your whole heart. Study to show yourself approved. We need to sharpen our skills of prayer. We shouldn't just wait till somebody calls on us to pray. We need to pray when we're all by ourselves. We need to worship the Lord when we're at home. If you are the praise and worship leader, you ought not wait until Sunday morning to have praise rehearsal. Come on, somebody. We find here that Cain, I understand. We know what he did. We know Cain killed Abel. Cain's violence did not prevent Abel's faith from continuing to speak. Even though people may not recognize the importance of your faith tonight, don't let what they say kill your worship. Don't let what they say tonight influence your worship, because you know what they're gonna say about you. You used to be this and you used to be that. How you gonna stand up there and lead us in worship? How you gonna stand there and preach about God is good and how we ought to turn from our way? How you going to minister to me and testify about the goodness when I know where you come from? Don't let your past mess up your future. We find in the scripture that the Bible says that Abel was an upright man, and his gifts that he presented to the Lord. Are you offering unto the Lord a sacrifice? You know, I teach us that there's five things that the Lord wants from us: our time, our talent, our treasure, our tithe, and our temple. And that's the gift God wants. God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. When we look at the next verse, we're introduced to Enoch. Let me tell you something about Enoch. Because when I read about Enoch, I thought about the world that we live in today. Enoch was before the flood. And you all know what was happening before the flood. They were living in a time of corruption. They were doing everything that they was big and bad enough to do. They were saying what they wanted to say. They were sleeping with whoever they wanted to sleep with. They were drinking whatever they wanted to drink. They were smoking whatever they wanted to smoke. They was lying. They was cheating. They was committing adultery. They was fornicating. They was backbiting. They was gossiping. They were hurting each other spiritually and physically. They were causing trauma. Yes, they were. And before the flood, And Enoch lived in this world. Let me tell you, the Bible lets us know when you study about Enoch, it let us know that Enoch had a wife and Enoch had some children. Enoch even prophesied. Look in Jude verses 14 and 15. Enoch, he was in a corrupt world, living just like you and me. But look at what the Bible says about him. The Bible says that he did not see death. He was not found, but God took him up. Why? Because his life pleased God. My question to us tonight, my brothers and sisters, does our life please God tonight? Is God looking down from his throne of grace saying, oh, I'm pleased with Janetta. I'm pleased with Kathy. I'm pleased with Nancy. I'm pleased with Kim. I'm pleased with Sherelle. Is he saying I'm pleased with Kamisha? Is he saying I'm pleased with Gloria? Is he saying I'm pleased with Johnny? Am I pleased with Fred? Am I pleased with, is God saying that about your life tonight? Oh, my brothers and sisters, Enoch lived a life that pleased God. The writer of Hebrews lets us know that he had a faith please God. God rewards people. Then one must have a faith to please God. We must have a faith that causes us to encounter him. Faith makes the whole system work. Verse 6 tells us that without faith, we cannot please God. Faith is important for the believers. We know that each of us has been given a measure of faith. Verse 6 lets us know that faith is essential. Yeah, we heard about essential workers. I became an essential worker, y'all, in 2021. I became essential at the school, amen. But let me tell you, faith is essential. If you want to please God, you've got to believe. And let me tell you, we just can't believe, but we've got to trust and obey. It's important that we have a faith that pleases him. The other thing is that faith is what causes God to reward us. So the Bible says that we must diligently seek him. And if we diligently seek him, he says he is a rewarder. So I love it. I love it. I love it that God is not a God of prizes. You know, we get up every morning and we go to work and we expect our employer to give us a prize, whether it's every week, every 2 weeks, or once a month. You don't go to work just because you like your boss and your place of business. You go to work because when it's payday, you want that prize called a check. And then when you go to the bank, or like I do when I take a picture of that check and it gets to my Chase or my Wells Fargo or my U.S. bank, I don't want it to come back saying insufficient funds. Come on. I want my bank account to be increased. That's the prize, all right, for going to work. But let me tell you something, saints of God. God does not give us prizes. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. He gives us promises. Pastor Black, what promise has God given us? He says, I will give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. He said, I will give you healing for your mind, your body, and soul if you ask for it. And then the promise that God has promised to us here in this 11th chapter of Hebrews, folks don't want to talk about it because don't nobody really want to die. But let me tell you, honey, we are born to die and then we die to live again. And so that promise is the promise of heaven. And let me tell you this, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. So I'm hoping and praying that we are living like Abel and we are worshiping God with our whole heart. And I pray that we are living our life like Enoch, a life that praises God, pleases God, that gives him glory and honor. My favorite song now is You Get the Glory Out of My Life. You get the praise out of my life. I want everything I do and say to give God glory and honor. Why? I don't want no prizes. I've got some prizes. My children are prizes. My job gives me a prize every month. That's a prize. But I want the promises of God. I want my generation to be blessed. I want my children's children to be blessed. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. That moves me to verse 7, saints of God. That moves me to verse 7. Look at here. When we talk about rewards and we talk about promises, oh brother Noah, we know about brother Noah was before his time. God told brother Noah during a time of great old disobedience, he heeded to God's warning. God told Noah to build an ark. What did he do, y'all? He did what he was instructed to do. He built an ark. And look at this reward. Out of his obedience, the Bible says his entire family was saved. Oh, my brothers and sisters, are we living that type of life today? Are we living that type of life that because of our obedience, our children and our children's children and our children's children's children will be saved? My Bible says that Noah was an heir of righteousness. Oh, I don't know about you, but look at here. He was an heir of righteousness. Are we an heir of righteousness on tonight? Has our faith put us in a position to be an heir of righteousness? Oh, Noah, he did exactly what the Lord commanded him to do. Noah's faith impacted how he acted out his time, and it was always looking forward. Are we looking forward today? Is our life, is our faith, are we living a life of faith? Is our life a life of faith on tonight? That we're not going to stand still, but we're going to work for the Lord. All right, y'all, it's almost time for me to wind this down. And so it brings me to verse 8. I hope and pray that someone is being blessed on today. I want us to know that we got to keep trusting that God will keep his word. And that's what we want. Verse 8, it tells us Abraham. We know that he got up because God told him to go. Abraham received an inheritance out because of his obedience. Are we obeying today? Are we obeying today? I know that we live in a world where everybody is okay with doing whatever they feel like doing. But are we okay with obeying the word of God wholeheartedly have we made up in our minds that our work, our worship, our walk and our work is going to make a difference? It's going to impact somebody. It's going to influence somebody. Well, the Bible tells us that Abraham, God promised Abraham two things. Back to this promise, because I want y'all to not get it twisted. Quit running after the prize, but run after the promise. God promised Abraham two things. He promised him land and a son. And when you read in Hebrews, we see that the Bible says that Abraham did not waver. He did not stagger at the faith. Even though his promise didn't come when he wanted it to, oh, but it came on time. You say, well, he was too old to even go and play baseball with that child. He was too old to even throw a frisbee to that boy. He was too old. He couldn't even see that child when the child graduated. But it came to pass. I don't know what you're waiting on tonight. I don't know what promise God has promised you tonight. But I want you to know that a delayed promise is not denied. I want you to keep on. I want you to keep on tonight. I want you to keep on worshiping the Lord with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind. I want you to keep on walking with the Lord. You're not of this world, okay? We are pilgrims traveling through. This is not our home. Our home is heaven. So I want us to continue to walk steadfast. I want us to continue to walk with our head held high, knowing that we are heirs of righteousness and that we have an inheritance that no man can take from us. I want us to work while it is day, because night will come and no man can work. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to be faithful unto God. He does not want to leave none of us behind. He wants us all to go to that ultimate home that he has prepared for us. That place that's not been prepared by the hands of man. That place where the streets are paved with gold. That place where the rivers are flowing with milk and honey. He wants us to go to that place where there's a tree that's good for the healing of the nation. Y'all, that place is called heaven tonight. I don't know about you, but I got heaven on my mind. Therefore, I am determined. I'm going to carefully examine the evidence of my faith to ensure that my worship, my walk, and my work is a worship, a walk, and a work pleases God. I want you to hear three things tonight. Faith is confidence and a certainty. You got to have the confidence and you got to be sure of that thing. Then I want you to know that faith is a rewarder, not of prizes, but of promises. And I want you to know tonight that faith is necessary. My brothers and sisters, faith is the beginning of our relationship with God. And it is the quality of our faith that helps us to grow and strengthen our relationship with God. Tonight, I hope that your faith muscle has been exercised. I hope that your faith, your tool has been sharpened tonight. I hope tonight that you have examined the evidence of your life. Today, we have so many people that are houseless, that are unemployed, that are living with natural disasters. We have wars and rumors of wars. While things are changing around us, we must not lose hope. We must remember and we must spread the good news that God is ever present. We can rely on God for positive change to bring about a realistic faith in our lives. Look to our heroes and our sheroes tonight. Realize that we have a God to glorify. We have a charge to keep. And we must live for the promises and not for the prizes. So tonight, my brothers and sisters, as we come to a close, it is my prayer tonight that we be righteous in our heart. Be righteous in our walk. Be righteous in our worship. Be righteous in our walk. Be righteous in our work, knowing that God will reward us if we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Gracious Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, oh God, for giving us a measure of faith. And now, God, we pray that you would stir up a good work in us, that we may worship you with a right spirit. We may work for you with the right spirit. And most of all, we may walk before this world with a right spirit. We honor you tonight, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And now, God, we ask that you would bless the hearers of this word. Bless each caller tonight. We pray, God, that there be no lack in their homes tonight. We pray that you would meet the needs of your people and that you would continue to give us the desires of our hearts. And Father, as we prepare to go our separate ways, we pray that you would keep us as the apple of your eye. We pray that you would watch between us while we're absent one from another, and that we would continue to seek your face and your kingdom, realizing that we are living for the promise and not the prize. I love you tonight, my brothers and sisters, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next week, may the Lord keep us, bless us, and may we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Be blessed.
Couldn't do it all.